Joining us this morning, you tell me, KTVB owner, general manager Paul Gleiser. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, good morning, Garth. We're sponsored by KE Cellars, Tyler's own European-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway, across from the mall. I have the good fortune to live in an affluent neighborhood. I also have the misfortune to live in an affluent neighborhood. I say misfortune because of the impact that affluence can have on kids. I already have one daughter go through middle school and high school. I have another that will be in the middle school before my wife and I know it. And today's kids, particularly girls, it seems, have high-end tastes. I was in the school cafeteria not long ago when one of my daughter's classmates showed off her new Kate Spade purse that cost over $400. How do I know it cost over $400? The little girl told me, of course. Now, I wouldn't buy my kid a $400 purse if doing so would bring back the nickel Coke, but that's me. If this little girl's parents are willing to drop that much dough on their child, that's their business. But it becomes my business when this girl's attitudes rub off on my kid. It's my business when my interactions with this little girl reveal that she doesn't know how to say please, thank you, yes, sir, no, sir. She's never been taught to show adults any respect at all. Now, raising kids is a hard proposition. I don't need the further complication of explaining to mine that $400 purses aren't appropriate at age 7. What happens when she's 8? Does she get a Cartier watch? I don't need the aggravation of retaking previously conquered ground by having to remind my kid that rolling her eyes at me and saying whatever when I tell her something isn't appropriate, no matter how often she's seen her little schoolmate do it. My daughter's little friend is entitled to $400 purses because, from her perspective, her possession of high-end consumer goods is the natural order of the universe. She has absolutely no idea how long somebody has to work in order to buy a $400 purse. Nor does she have any idea that when she receives her $400 Kate Spade purse, she should be grateful. We're not born being grateful. It's not her fault. We're naturally selfish. Gratitude is something that has to be taught by parents. As I've said before, raising kids is a really, really tough job. It's not always fun, nor is it always rewarding. And done correctly, it eats into leisure time and the pursuit of hobbies. And having kids means or should mean that you and your spouse can't just jump on a web special for a long weekend in St. Croix. Raising children will often result in severe career compromise for one or another of the parents. Unless, of course, you choose the parenting by proxy model, as apparently the parents of my Kate Spade-carrying schoolmate have done. Under the parenting by proxy model, one farms out as much child-rearing as possible, hiring someone to take kids to and from school and feed them. That way parents can eat dinner without being disturbed by the kids. The parenting by proxy model is incomplete. In the absence of a gold or better American Express card, the card is used to purchase the favor of one's children by the frequent provision of expensive playthings. That way, the nanny sees more of the parents' children than the parents do, and the parents don't feel bad about it, and the parents like it that way. And thus, this little girl goes through life possessed with the very finest of everything except for manners and social grace and respect for her elders. Show me a kid who's short on the latest fashions but long on committed parents, and I'll show you a wealthy kid. The consistent application of committed parenting is worth more to the child you created than anything your platinum Amex will buy. Raise your children correctly, pardon me, and they'll grow up sufficiently successful is to buy whatever they want with the money they have rightfully earned. And because you taught them that the nice things are to be earned, they'll appreciate what they have, and they will be possessed of sufficient good grace so as not to volunteer how much the thing cost. And here's the biggest payoff. In your dotage, when your kids are grown and raising kids of their own, they'll love you for having cared enough to put away the plastic and taken the time and trouble to be their mom and dad. They'll pass that love and commitment to your grandkids, and the best part of you will live on. That's my word. What is yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme and you tell me. You raising your kids by proxy? Do you think you ought to put away the plastic and raise your kids and be their parents? I want to know. Do you see that going on in your life? You tell me. Listen, my wife cooked dinner last night, proving that anything is possible. I had just been to KE Cellars, and they told me to try the Texas 2004 Cabernet, so I had a bottle under my arm as I walked in. Between a hot home-cooked dinner and this lovely bottle of wine, my evening went quite well, thank you. Yours can, too. Tonight, for example, you don't have to cook, because at KE Cellars, they have live jazz for you to wrap up the work week. Live music this evening at KE Cellars. I'd recommend that you let them make you a fruit, meat, and cheese tray to serve as a light dinner. Grab a bottle of their multi-award-winning 2004 Cabernet, the People's Choice Award winner at Grape Fest and Grapevine, one of the most important wine events in Texas. And you and your significant other spend some really nice time together to kick off the weekend. I promise the weekend will go well from that moment forward. KE Cellars is not a package store. It's a working winery with a tasting room so you can try anything before you buy it. You cannot make a mistake. They're in the French Quarter in Tyler on South Broadway across from the mall. KE Sellers, tell them Paul Gleiser sent you. That's it. Paul Gleiser, you tell me, KTBB.com.